one of the things that's interesting about this festival that most festivals do not have is that we promote new musicians. There are some stages that you will notice that are kind of out behind the Stephen Foster Tower and others that are a little set off. And what we try and do is we try and also get the younger musicians there. So if you have a chance, it's all on your schedule. The stage is listed at the bottom of the schedule. But take a gander by there because you can see young musicians in the making who you will soon see, hopefully, here at the Marble Stage and then down at the amphitheater. Yeah.
Stuff. He'll give us a wave, I guess.
Yep, 2, 3, 4.
Go ahead. Getting your sounds together, guys.
If you could take a little treble off of this guitar, I'd appreciate it. Just a little treble off of it.
Sing it.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
The biggest mess I ever heard, but let's go.
There we go.
Okay. Very nice. All right, Tom. Tom's going to start us off with the kick us into the first song. I was a little girl, no bigger than a wagon spoke, when Daddy moved my family to a town they call Live Oak. I didn't have to ask where it got its name. I was raised underneath the live oak trees. Growing up in Suwanee County was the grandest life I knew. My dad would take me walking on Sunday afternoon. There were no secrets we couldn't share, no blues we couldn't lose. Walking on the banks of the Suwanee, we walked the river banks of the Suwanee River, of the Suwanee River, river that I call home, river that I call home. Well, I was born a country girl, then I moved away to the lights of the city where I still live today. When those bright lights get me down and peace I need to find, I'll go back to that river in my mind. I'll walk the river banks of the Suwanee River, of the Suwanee River, river that I call home, river that I call home, Doc. I talked to Dad the other day on the telephone. He said, you've been gone so long, girl, we miss you at home. There's catfish frying in the pan, cornbread in the oven. Your mama will set your plate if you'll come home. And we can walk the banks of the Suwanee River, of the Suwanee River, river that I call home, river that I call home, Mr. Sonny Edwards. When my life is over and I am bound away to the banks of the Jordan River, to St. Peter, I think I'll say, I appreciate your offer, please don't get me wrong, but the Jordan River, it's not my eternal throne. There's a place that I call heaven where my mom and dad have gone. If it's all right with you, I'd like to go home. I'll walk the river banks of the Suwanee River, of the Suwanee River, river that I call home, river that I call home. You got a dopey? the river banks of the Suwannee River, of the Suwannee River, river that I call home, river that I call home. Please let me walk my river banks of the Suwannee River, of the Suwannee River, river that I call home, river that I call home. So nice to see all those friendly faces I've seen for so long, Carol and Hiram. I think you were in the first, you were in the audience of the first set I ever played, and I was so nervous, and I was missing every chord. But Dale Weber, I was playing with Dale Weber, and he said, well, you missed every chord, but your voice was straight. You were, your voice carried, and I've learned it does. So if you make a mistake, just sing a little louder. And everybody still loves you, so. Bluebird. Sunny will kick this one off. There's a bluebird outside my window. Sorry. There's a, where are we in A? I'm sorry, I really messed this up. Oh, thank you, because I was thinking something is terrible wrong
and
here.
I said you were getting my A game. Oh, man.
Pick a key, any key.
Boy, take you saved me that time, brother.
Take two. One.
We now rejoin the program.
Here we go. No wonder I couldn't find us. Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Here we go.
One, two.
And I can see forever from my window. You and I can see forever. From my window, no problem with me. But Tom could hear. FYI, for all of your information out there, we had a big event this morning at 11 o'clock. Two of my dearest friends were hitched. A redneck wedding. Down by the Seminole camp. Mr. Sonny Edwards took him a beautiful bride, Miss Bridget Kelly. So we were really happy about that. And hope they last forever and a day. We have honeymooners here. Honeymooners. Let's do the Great Divide Night.
Let's do it.
Great Divide Night. Can you hear it out there?
Yeah, I'm just going to see it.
Okay. Can y'all hear my guitar? Out there? Okay. I trust your word. Yeah. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Go ahead.
I trust you. 30 year sound veteran. That's what we do. And these guys come out here every year and put their time in, and they deserve a great big hand. Without them, we couldn't be up here. Sound, they make you or break you, too. So you want to stay on their good side always. They're great fellows and gals, and I appreciate all the work you do. Thank you. I've been walking in my sleep. We don't need all this technical stuff. We're okay. You're doing a great job on my chest.
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, this is really a glamorous business.
Coming loud in the monitor. Done. Oh, right here, okay. Well, birds in the key of G, boys. Well, I guess I did you dirty. Didn't mean to do you wrong. When I went off and left you in that big house all alone. I just called to say I hope you'd understand when I explained. Calling my name. They said, come on, go with us, leave the cities behind. We'll go out on some mountain and see what we can find. We'll find a lake in Minnesota, a cornfield in Maine, a desert in old Nevada where we can live life. Again, I'd still be there with you if the wild birds had stayed away. But I heard them calling and saying to me, let's go west and see if wild mustangs run free. I thought you'd like to know, found some clean air and water in the mountains of Idaho. Found some woodlands in Oregon where the skies are still blue. There's two bear cubs in Dakota sending their love to you. So if I did you dirty, I didn't mean when I went off and left you in that big house all alone. I just called to say I hope you'd understand when I explain. The wild birds flew by me calling my name. The wild birds flew by him and called out.
There's an MC. One more. We'll end with the Faded Jeans. It's actually called Walk Proud. Most people call it Use It Up, Wear It Out. I've never heard Faded Jeans, and I love that. I'm gonna use it again because he wore faded jeans every day of his life. A. Wear it out, make it do or do without. You can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. Closest store was 35 miles away. Though I am a full-grown man, when I close my eyes I can hear the words his mama used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. You can pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Take it, Doc. Now I've got a son of my own. He's even got his own telephone. Seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything my money can buy, and it makes me wanna cry, 'cause I know he'll never hear his mama say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can pay for the things you wanna buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Oh, babe.
won't make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Yeah, walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Great set. I enjoyed it as much as you did, I hope. As they're leaving, I'll tell you, that was Doc Bowman on the dobro, Sonny Edwards on lead guitar, Tim DeMoss on the bass, Tom Shedd on the banjo, and Opie Poindexter on the mandolin. And I'm Sue Grooms. Thank you so much for coming.